Good morning, everyone. This is Ash Wednesday, and for some of us, it's we celebrate or observe Ash Wednesday annually in our congregations, in our faith traditions. For some of us, we don't. So what is Ash Wednesday, and what do Christians observe on this day? Just a bit of orientation. In Western Christianity, Ash Wednesday marks the first day or the start of the season of Lent. Lent begins 40 days prior to Easter, every day except the Sundays. The Sundays are still feast days leading up to Easter. The rest of the days are fasting days. Lent is a time when many Christians prepare for Easter by observing a period of fasting. It could be a screen-free Sabbath, Facebook fast. It doesn't have to be food. Repentance, moderation, a season of intentional spiritual discipline. And during some Ash Wednesday services, as we will today, pastors and ministers lightly rub the sign of the cross with ashes onto the foreheads, or for us, the option of hand, the back of your hand, for worshipers. Lana will be in this back corner afterward as you leave offering ashes, and I will be in this corner. I have a neighbor who likes to point out that the Bible doesn't mention Ash Wednesday or the custom of Lent, implied, therefore we shouldn't do it. However, the practice of repentance and mourning in ashes is found in these passages, 2 Samuel 13, Esther 4, Job 2, Daniel 9, and Matthew 11.
Good morning. Please join me in our call to worship this morning. I'll be reading the light print, and you'll be responding with the bold, and then at the end, we'll say it together. Come on home today and worship the Lord. Those beat down needing a build-up. Those jailed unjustly looking for justice. Those roughed up in riots, lost in labor fights, sad because of sleepless nights, heavy because our stomachs hunger for righteousness. Come on home. We who are weary, come home. Come home from sin and home from shame, come home from dishonor and home from disdain, come home to be made whole, come home for nourishment for the soul. We who are weary, come home. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. God has a blessing for us, come home, let us worship God.
Please stand for the singing of the hymn.
Be thou my vision, Lord of my heart, not be all else to me, save that thou art. Thou my best thought, my day or my night, waking or sleeping, my breath.
from the prophet Isaiah. This is the sort of fast that pleases me. Remove the chains of injustice. Undo the ropes of the yoke. Let those who are oppressed go free and break every yoke you encounter. Share your bread with those who are hungry and shelter homeless poor people. Clothe those who are naked and don't hide from the needs of your own flesh and blood. Do this, and your light will shine as the dawn, and your healing will break forth like lightning. Your integrity will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will have your back.
Cry, and the Lord will answer. Call, and God will say, I am here. Provided you remove from your midst all oppression, all finger pointing, and all malicious talk. If you give yourself to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light will rise in the darkness, and your shadows will become like noon. God will always guide you, giving relief in desert places.
God will give strength to your bones, and you will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never run dry. You will rebuild the ancient ruins and build upon age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls and restorer of ruined neighborhoods.
Thank you. On me.
Because of your love and your great compassion, wipe away my faults.
Wash me clean of my guilt and purify me of my sin.
Sin constantly in mind.
I have sinned against you alone and did what is evil in your sight.
You are just when you pass sentence on me, blameless when you give judgment. Steadfast spirit.
O God, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise.
Were I to present a burnt offering, you wouldn't have it.
My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit. You will not crush this broken heart.
Thank you.
I invite you to join me in reading the statement of faith that's printed in the bulletin. When the world closes in and life and death and defeat abound, I believe that God, my Creator, my Father, my Mother, still cherishes me and all people, cradling me in life-giving vigor. When achievements, excitements, and diversions engulf me, I believe that Jesus, my Savior, steps forward again and again to bring me back into focus, to restore me in love and save me from myself. When I turn my face away and spend too much time on me, I believe that the Spirit of Love, my mentor, reaches out to me, opening me to new ways and new truths, presenting me with never-ending possibilities in an incredibly diverse world, which my Creator, my Savior, and my mentor never stop loving.
our failings are illuminated. Our failure to give, our failure to love, our failure to follow, our failure to serve, our failure to be the people you would have us be.
Forgive us and renew us. You know our nature. You know our failings. Enfold us in your arms that we might daily know your forgiveness and your healing love. Amen.